3. Awakening in Zen. When the uneducated kitchen boy Hui Neng received the Dharma succession of the fifth patriarch, the other monks were furious. Although illiterate, Hui Neng had directly seen the essence of mind. He showed his intuitive knowledge of his self-nature by defeating Shen Tzu, the head monk, in a competition to compose a stanza on the Dharma. Shen Tzu's stanza read, "Our body is the Bodhi tree, and our mind a mirror bright. Carefully we wipe them hour by hour, and let no dust alight." Hui Neng's stanza read, "There is no Bodhi tree, nor stand of mirror bright. Since all is void, where can the dust alight?" Hui Neng's stanza was superior because it exhibited no duality. It avoided the mistake of believing that the goal of practice is to empty one's mind so that the void can shine forth. It also shows, as Hui Neng later realized, that the void is intrinsically pure and so cannot be obscured by thoughts. Having seen Hui Neng's potential, the fifth patriarch invited Hui Neng to meet secretly and expounded the Diamond Sutra to him. This triggered a great awakening. Hui Neng exclaimed in ecstasy, "Who would have thought that the essence of mind is intrinsically pure? Who would have thought that the essence of mind is intrinsically free from becoming or annihilation? Who would have thought that the essence of mind is intrinsically self-sufficient? Who would have thought that the essence of mind is intrinsically free from change? Who would have thought that all things are the manifestation of the essence of mind?" On this basis, the fifth patriarch gave Hui Neng the robe and bowl of succession. This led to a chase scene famous in the history of Zen. Hui Neng fled across the countryside, pursued by hundreds of angry monks. Finally, one of the monks, Wei Ming, caught up with him. Hui Neng threw down the robe and bowl. It is reported that Wei Ming tried to pick up the robe and bowl, and he couldn't. Wei Ming then said, "I come for the Dharma, not the robe and bowl." Hui Neng's life quite likely depended upon what he said next, so he had to communicate the essence of Zen right there and then. Hui Neng asked, "When you are thinking of neither good nor evil, what is at this particular moment, Venerable Sir, your original face?" As soon as Wei Ming had heard this, he at once became enlightened. But he further asked, "Apart from those esoteric sayings and esoteric ideas handed down by the patriarchs from generation to generation, are there any other esoteric teachings?" "What I can tell you is not esoteric," Hui Neng replied. "If you turn your light inwardly, you will find what is esoteric within you." In Zen, one's original face is used interchangeably with one's true nature or Buddha nature. One sees it by attending within, that is, by reversing one's attention from the objects of consciousness, including from one's thoughts. This inward look is referred to as the backward step, turning inwards, and turning back. Hung Ji instructed his followers to take the backward step and directly reach the middle of the circle from where light issues forth. Dogen, in his Fuchan Zuchangi, wrote, "You should therefore cease from practice based on intellectual understanding, pursuing words and following after speech, and learn the backward step that turns your light inwardly to illuminate yourself. body and mind of themselves will drop away, and your original face will be manifest. If you want to attain suchness, you should practice suchness without delay. Kensho can take place suddenly, at any time. Meditation can assist this sudden awakening, but it can also happen spontaneously without any meditation experience at all. You can see your original nature right here and right now, whether you are thinking or not. Detailed instructions for looking inwards will be given. First, however, we will see how Zen describes your true nature.